Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Kamlan. Kamlan is a post-apocalyptic urban fantasy podcast inspired by folklore and Arthurian legends. It's written and directed by Ella Watts, who you may know from her work from Doctor Who Redacted and Eliza, A Robot Story, and produced by Amber Devereaux at Tin Can Audio. Y'all, this is one of my favorite new podcasts. I am so excited for you to hear it. It's tightly written with mythic weight and personal stakes and just absolutely gorgeous sound design. Go subscribe to Kamlan, that's C-A-M-L-A-A-N, wherever you're listening to this, and stay tuned at the end of the episode for a trailer for the show.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
He was smart. She was smarter. He slows. Oh, and stops. What's his plan? Who can say? Guess our hero is in for a stakeout. Ooh, taking this to the next level. I should have brought snacks. Lily Harper, private eye and snack forgetter. Oh, he's getting out. Oh, shit. Hey, Rhodey.
Stay there.
Wow. What are the odds meeting you here? Very random.
You need to leave.
We need to talk. Your words on the answering machine, remember?
Lily.
You remember.
We can talk later.
Now's good.
Look, I promise we can have dinner tomorrow, and I'll explain what I can.
Explain everything, you mean?
You know things are complicated.
Yeah, I get it. You're kinda in with the Delphics.
Lily, I am trying to help you.
Which is why you lied to us about seeing Wes.
No one was hurt.
So you did lie to us. Damn it.
I needed some space to follow a theory.
We searched for 3 hours until Mom was in hysterics. What is wrong with you?
There are too many strings that need to be woven together. I need to sort them, to parse them, to make sense of it all.
Yeah, we're all trying to figure out this town, but it'll go faster if we work together.
Please, just go. Right now, before you're seen.
By who?
Rhodey?
Oh, dang.
Too late.
An intimate dinner with Chester Warren. Ooh, am I invited?
It'll be too suspicious if you leave. I have to bring you as my date. But why would you be my date?
Because I have some questions that need answers.
Because I'm in love with you.
Oh, Rhodey, no.
Yes, that'll justify any number of erratic behaviors.
Well, you make up whatever story you want, because I am going to find out the who and the what and every single where, when, why of
no,
this town.
No, no, Lily, no, no questions.
Oh, Abby's going to be so jealous they didn't come along.
Listen to me. You're not curious. You're not at all interested in anything supernatural or anything weird. You don't even want to talk about it. It freaks you out, Lily, okay?
So, in return, I need...
I need an okay.
In return, you get me the whole story on Silas, where he came from, what happened to his church, all that.
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Because I'm asking you.
Sounds like you're in over your head.
Yeah, because I'm the one shaking in my boots right now. Hey, Chester! You coming?
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Welcome. Miss Harper, drink?
I'm good for now.
Apron looks lovely on you, Chester.
Kind of you, Rudy. I'm making spaghetti bolognese for the first time, and it is formidable. All the cookbooks say it is easy, and it is not. Forgive me, I have to go and stir it some more, always more and more.
Chester, allow me to assist you in the kitchen. Hey, champ. Looking good, little man.
Should have taken that drink.
Hi.
Oh, hello. I'm Lily. What's your name?
Jamie. Tell her your name.
Jamie. Got it. It's okay to be a little shy. Nice to meet you. I didn't know you all had a kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you two met at Dot's Halloween party.
Oh, no. Distracted, I guess. And you're...
Lulu.
Right. Sorry, Lulu. I'm Lily. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, we're just cleaning the house because we're having guests over.
And I'm the guest. You did it. It looks great. This house is beautiful, Lulu.
Thanks.
What do they call this type? This 1920s style?
Craftsman style.
Yeah, craftsman. Lots of that warm wood. Really just lovely.
Thank you.
You're an architect, right? Did you design this?
Yep. Planned it, designed it, even laid down some of the foundation.
Here's a question. How do you resist just making the house look totally wild just to make yourself laugh? Like, make the front look like a face?
Oh yeah, that would be crazy.
Like where the windows look like eyes and the door is like a mouth, but then like $300,000 later when it's all built, I'd be like, yeah, maybe not.
And if the house needed glasses, they could make really big ones.
And you could make the roof hang down to look like hair. I guess I'm saying I admire your self-restraint.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes, Jamie?
Would you like to see my maze?
Sure. That okay?
Do you mean the ones on paper or the ones in the backyard?
The backyard. It's giant.
Cool.
Lily, if you're sure. I don't mean to throw you to the wolves the moment you walk in the door.
No, I love it. I love kids. I was a camp counselor for a few summers. Best job I ever had. You just hang out all day.
Okay.
It's outside?
Yeah, it might be a little snowy to see it, but maybe not.
Well, why don't we find out? Come on, get your coat.
Okay, I just have to... There we go.
Which one do you like better? Mittens or gloves?
I think I like gloves better because, as you can see, they have little tiny houses for my fingers.
Dinner's ready in what, 10?
Maybe 20.
Okay. We'll come in if we get too cold.
I won.
Oh, you beat me.
Okay, so the thing is you have to remember about this maze that it's a little tricky.
I'm ready.
Hey, Lily, thanks so much.
No prob. Kids rule.
And you must be very careful because, as you can see, the giants like to throw rocks and they go boom and hit us.
Gotcha. Okay.
I better put on my special helmet to protect me.
Let me just taste it. I'm adding more wine.
May I? Chester. How dare you give this sauce a skeptical? I think it's divine.
Does it need more basil?
Not a fair question. Always more basil.
All right. Oh, Lulu, please don't leave Ms. Harper to wander all over the house.
Jamie's occupying her. I think we should begin.
I'm not sure Jamie should be left alone with Ms. Harper.
She wanted to see his maze. She was excited about it.
His maze is wonderful. I suppose it's technically a labyrinthos.
Chester. We must do it now.
But we don't normally leave Jamie alone with anyone unless they have extensive childcare experience. It makes me nervous, Lou.
Oh, bah. Lily's fine. Very trustworthy.
Is that true?
Let me rephrase. Chester, she has a good heart. So good that it gets her into trouble. Jamie's fine.
He's fine. We need to begin.
Yes. Can you get the book?
I've got it in the room.
Good. Let's let this simmer. Follow me. Did you know that Lulu built this house?
You did.
I did.
So when I asked for a few special features, she was able to accommodate them.
Ooh, like a secret room. One that holds its shape, preferably.
I should have asked for a secret room. I didn't think of it.
Well, we thought about it, but we wanted the closet space.
Right. No, that's right. I still go back and forth. Anyway, this is the next best thing.
Well, it's a lovely closet. We're going down?
Oh, no, I'm just... Let's get the second one. Removing the subfloor. It's better if there's a connection to the ground.
I see.
Rudy, do you know why we call ourselves the Delphics?
Because you imagine yourselves as a forward-thinking institution, just as the Delphic Oracle of yore foresaw the future? Or is it because, just as with the Delphic Oracle, the ground tells you things?
The latter, Rudy. Because the ground tells us things. You underwent an orientation before. Let us start with the initiation. Where is it?
I hid it behind the action figures.
Yes! I have a mint collection of Huey Blaster and the Doom Crew figurines. Every Saturday morning, 9 a.m., there you'd find me, inches from the television, simply engrossed. Are you familiar?
Didn't watch a lot of TV as a kid.
Let me say that I watched a few clips the other day and it holds up. Truly. Here we are.
Nice box.
Not the most elegant setting for our most precious artifact.
I think it's cozy.
I apologize for all the irregularity, but Hazel and I could not agree on the timeline of showing you this. You see, typically, any interactions with the organ are saved until at least the bronze anniversary of one's ordination. So please, keep this under your hat for now.
Got it. Which organ's in the box again?
Oh, not organ like human. Oh, dear me, goodness me.
Rudy, like a steam organ.
Oh, a calliope.
Very similar.
Unlock the lock and... Behold.
Wow.
Invented in 1851 by Monsieur Tonnelier, given name unknown, who had, as do you, questions that could not be answered. And so he found a way to communicate with the ones who came before. He designed it like a conventional steam organ, except, of course, in miniature. 25 brass steam pipes or whistles here. They're tuned to a chromatic scale. So Lulu tells me I'm adrift when it comes to music theory.
No keyboard.
We don't need one.
The first step is to light the firebox. I think traditionally they used seasoned hemlock, but we will use a sterno can. Less smoky.
Crack the door.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Allow me. That's all we need to get asphyxiated.
Then you wouldn't have to bother with the calliope.
Quite true. The next step is to pour in the water. I'll do it now. I have a little from the tank in Hazel's office. Then we just wait for it to boil.
That's not going to produce much steam.
Can't be helped. It needs aquam abyssi, deep water, to function properly. This is from the old well. It's been dried up for years.
Which well?
It was under City Hall. What a blow when it went dry. So we must be judicious with what's left of our supply.
A sad thing. The well that is no longer a well. What are you if you're not what you once were?
Things dry up. Bit of bad luck.
But we're not used to bad luck in Mount Absalom.
No, we're not.
Almost ready.
Should we start with Grandpa Warren?
I don't think that's necessary. Rudy, what was her name?
My mother? Julia Salvamini.
Julia Salvamini?
Salvamini, like tiny.
Salvamini.
Yeah.
It's ready.
All right. Let's turn the valve. Greetings. I wish to speak to those who have gone before.
That can't be necessary.
It's a formality.
The request is granted. I summon the spirit of Julia Salvamini. Ask her something.
What?
Go on.
This is how I talk to her.
Yes.
No.
Rudy, I don't know what you...
Well, I wasn't expecting to get conned.
The mechanics are of a steam organ. There are limitations.
Oh, this is... Well, perhaps it's what I deserve.
Please, ask her a question.
All right, sure. Let's see how good you guys are. Hey, Mom? So, there's a thing that you kept a secret for many, many years, but one day I found out. What was it?
The secret from when you were young, or the one when you were grown up?
Young.
Dawn, water, stone, plant, fire. That's probably a seed.
Dawn, water.
Coffee? Rudy, is it coffee?
How are you doing this?
I'm just listening to what she tells me.
You did it. What's she saying?
Verily, you are the sun, moon, stars to me.
When I'm with you, my world is whole.
That's a better translation.
She used to say that all the time. Coffee. Yeah. Secret ingredient to her chocolate sheet cake. Adds a little something.
Are you all right, Rudy?
Is each note a word? Is that how it...
More like a concept.
Monsieur Tonnelier wrote a book explaining precisely what each note means.
Well...
That's what that book is?
Yes.
I'll warn you, it's a guide, not a dictionary. There are so many things to take into consideration. The other notes in the chord, the intensity, the context, generally.
Okay.
So, this is low C. It can mean stone, or mountain, or sturdy, depending on the context. C sharp is... This one's hard to describe. Wilting, sunset, death can also mean cold. Low D is house. Home. Structure.
Mom, where are you? What did she say?
Could you repeat that?
That's a new one.
Need to write that down. Needs more thought.
What, is she in a different place than the others?
I've never asked where they are before.
Until they manifest themselves, surely the ones who came before are nowhere or everywhere.
What is she saying?
Sometimes it's best to take a holistic approach. What do I feel when I hear the chord?
A, F, low C sharp, D, middle C. What do they mean?
A is growth. Like a field or the act of rejuvenation. F is water. Low C sharp is dirt or earth or ground. D is tunnel or under. Middle C is insect or small.
Under the water pipes, under the earth.
Well, that makes sense. She's here underground.
But her body is buried in Pennsylvania.
Their original bodies surely are inconsequential.
Tell me where you are, Mom.
Underground.
I suppose it's a little strange that we never asked.
What are you asking them, if not where they are and how they got there?
Rudy, the water is so precious. We must focus our questions on important information about unknown events in the past, about the Revelator, about the weather.
The weather?
Through death comes enlightenment.
Exactly, Ms. Salvamini. By virtue of their existing in a post-life state, their sphere of knowledge has been expanded. They become what the ancients thought of as oracles.
Like at Delphi. I see.
They can warn us about events in the future. They've done so before.
But how, Mom?
I'm so sorry, Rudy, but the water's running low and I must ask the standard questions.
Okay.
I'm going to check on Jamie.
Thanks, hon. Greetings, Ms. Salvamini. Chester Warren here, grand esteemed leading knight of the Delphic Order. And how is the Revelator today? The standard answer, resting and waiting. And how do we protect our home? Same as always. Protect the observatory.
Which court is observatory? Thanks.
D-A-C. Home, ladder, stone.
How are you getting observatory out of that?
It's a building on a stone, a mountain, high up.
Everywhere is high up if you're underground.
Observatory is the standard translation of home, ladder, stone.
Let me see the book.
No.
Just for a minute.
We are not tussling over the guidebook. And now we're out of water. Blast! Oh, I am very frustrated.
If you let me see that notebook, you won't have to worry about sacred water.
How so?
I'll promise you, I can get you as much as you want.
And where exactly are you getting all this aquam abc?
Fenwood House. There's some ritual Dot does with the tap water there.
The tap water?
Yeah.
She uses the tap water for a ritual. You mean from the sinks, like the kitchen sink?
Yeah.
It couldn't be aquam abc.
Why not? Fenwood is on well water. It's got that tang.
Oh, my mind is whirling. Rudy, what was the ritual?
It was, she asked me to pour some water on the floor of the observatory basement.
Over the seal.
Oh, is there something sealed up under the observatory? Anyway, I'm sure that Fenwood House water is aquam abyssy enough for each of your intents and all of your purposes. The book, please.
You want the book. I want the house.
Oh, you want the house? You want the house? I need the organ.
That could be arranged. Oh, I don't dare think of it. We could fortify it, protect it at last. Have to move fast with the Revelator on the loose. Boggles the mind to think he's been inside Fenwood House. And if he managed to slip past Dot twice, he'll do so again.
Well, Thanksgiving was more Lily's fault than Dot's.
Why?
She was the one who invited him in.
She invited the Revelator into Fenwood House.
Yeah.
That can't be.
She likes him. She's always going into the woods to, I don't know, talk with him.
Oh, why? Rudy, why does she do that?
She thinks he's lonely. And she's nice, I guess.
Why did you bring her here?
Because I'm in love with her. And I know it's not going to happen because of several rock-solid reasons, but I guess I just like being in the same room as her. She's not a bad woman, Chester. She
has a good heart, and it gets her into trouble. You said that.
Yeah.
She's so dangerous. It's burning.
You ready, Jamie?
1 second. Okay, now there's not too many ways to choose.
This maze is getting wild.
Jamie, let Lily try it.
Okay, it's ready.
Great. I'm going in.
I'll just give you one warning that's going to be extra hard because an enemy is blocking the finish, so you have to have a certain sword.
Okay. Where am I getting the sword from?
You have to find it. It's in deep in the forest. What's that?
Is that the fire alarm?
Yeah, it's okay. Jamie, wait out here. It's probably just the kitchen. Oh, a fire! Perfect!
There's a fire?
It's okay, Lulu, it's tiny.
Chester!
I got it. Okay, lid on this. Then turn off this. Okay.
Is there truly a fire? Truly?
Well, it's out now. I think it's out. Don't lift that lid. Definitely contained to the pot.
There's so much smoke.
You know, there's a trick. You can use the back door to fan the kitchen. Let me show you. Lulu, you want to get a broom and turn the fire alarm off?
A broom?
Yeah, just boop, poke the button with the broom handle.
There didn't used to be fires in Mount Absalom.
That was before. It's burnt. I can't believe it's burnt.
Is it burnt or is it caramelized?
Why does it smell like rotten peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Perfect solution. Think we can manage PBJs without burning the house down, Chester?
I think so.
I love PBJs.
They're great.
Chester, can you help me get these going?
We cut them into shapes.
Sure.
No. I'm sorry, but dinner is canceled. Everything is too topsy-turvy upside down. It's canceled.
What? Why? I love PBJs.
It's off. It's off, Ms. Harper. Rudy, I'm so sorry. It's best if you both go now. Please.
Okay.
Please, forgive my abruptness. Merely a rain check until things calm down.
Great. Maybe next time you'll remember to stir the sauce.
This is not my fault.
You want us to leave? It's your house. Bye, Jamie.
But I want you to have PBJs with me.
Maybe later, buddy.
Goodbye, Ms. Harper. Rudy, we'll talk soon.
Yeah.
Willie, maybe you could just stay for just a little longer.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Just a little longer.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Willie, don't leave. Willie!
Bye.
Willie, no, Willie!
Jamie, this is for the best.
It's not for the best.
Jamie, she is not on our side.
Yes, she is.
Lily, let's go.
Shut up.
Jamie, leave. She is friends with the man in the wood.
No, she's not. She's my friend.
You told him about Silas?
I have to gain their trust.
Okay, and how are you going to gain my trust?
I don't think I can. Have a good night.
Yeah, sure. You too.
All right, I'm going to pick you up now, and we're going to your room where we will calm down.
I am calm, Willie. I need to see Willie now! Willie!
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Joshua K. Harris as Rudy,
Pat King as Chester Warren,
Kristen DiMercurio as Lulu,
Miles Buha as Jamie,
Michael Tarantine as Wes.
Written by Jessica Wright Buha.
Sound designed by Eli Hamada McElveen.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer Mel Ruder.
Unwell lead sound designer Eli Hamada McElveen.
Executive producers Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. And a special thank you to our supporting producers, Mike Beal, Calico Davis, Steve Diamond, Bill Gardner, J.D. Horn, Nick Keenan, Carolyn Koskasten, Megan McLean, Aurora Natalini, and Caitlin White. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miami people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miami peoples.
So, this is you. 1974 East Oak Street.
What was it Detective Farrell always used to say? Hello, crime scene. Talk to me. I don't recall exactly who that is. If that even is somebody. It felt like I should come see you. Since this is where I told them I lived. Dot and Lily and them. You know, I thought for a moment you might not actually be here. I thought you might just be a vacant lot. Another place where something's supposed to be and actually isn't. I went and visited my own grave before I came here, you know. It was right by Fenwood House. If I'd bothered to take a look before, I would have stumbled right over it. Theodore Wesley, 1937 to 1954. Nothing fancy, what do you call it, no message or anything. Here lies Theodore Wesley. He played a mean banjarine. That's not fair. I think tombstones cost a lot. More if you carve extra stuff in them. My mom, my dad, they probably didn't even have... Are you there? What does she call it? Her haunting place. Is that what you are? You're my haunting place? Are you where I'm supposed to have been all this time, except instead I've been wandering around Mount Absalom, helping old women run their boarding houses and making friends and exploring the observatory when I should have been here? Why did she tell me? What gave her the right to? I don't want to haunt anything. That can't be why I'm still here. I didn't want to come back at all. Oh. So you were a lie too. Is anything about me true? Maybe I'll ask Nora. She seems to know so damn much.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us, and we will get to it as quickly as we can. The cataclysm is frightening for everyone. Remember, in times like these, we need to stick together more than ever. If you need emergency assistance, please call 999.
Your position in the queue is 333.
Hello, you've reached the Cataclysm Casualties Hotline. Can I take your name and date of birth?
Peredue Green.
Morgan Jones.
Xu Jin Liu.
Gwen Turner.
Just call me Di.
Okay, and who are you calling for today?
My mum, Shan Thomas. She was in Aberystwyth.
Matthew and Louise Turner. In Kirkwall, on Orkney.
My father, Kai Liu. Ben, Ben Jones.
I saw something on the news about a sea serpent.
He's 15 years old. Anna and Sophie Green in Portsmouth.
What's happening in Kowloon?
Listen, is this real? I've been seeing news reports about dragons.
Well, let me look that up for you. Where are you calling from today?
Bristol.
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 Leicester.
I'm so sorry. It looks like we haven't got anyone listed under that name on the database. This means they haven't been listed as a fatality. Call back tomorrow, and if you haven't heard anything from us or your loved one in 3 days, try the online form. I know this is scary, but it's okay. We're going to get through this. Together.
Camlan, a post-apocalyptic audio drama by Ella Watts, inspired by folklore and Arthurian legends. Coming January 2024. Produced by Tin Can Audio.